Hello, everyone on this earth. I'm Venus.
And I'm Xander.
And welcome to our podcast, Bad at Life. This is our very first episode. So this episode, this week, this whatever you want to call it, is about introductions. We're not great at it. But I think that's also definitely a reason why it's called Bad at Life, Bad at Introductions. Listener discretion is advised. I won't be filtering anything that I say. This is very not edited anyway. So, you know, if there are bad words that come out of my mouth,
we apologize in advance.
I don't apologize, but you speak for yourself, girl. So any bad words you don't want to hear, I'm sorry. But I'm really not sorry. Okay. Now that we got that out of the way, this episode we're going to be talking about introductions, which are necessary when you venture into new things, right?
True. Yeah, that's very true.
I mean, yes, you know now that we are Venus and Xander, but who are we? What do we do? What is this podcast?
It's, well, up in, until now, it's a mystery.
It's a mystery, but girl, you've only been listening for less than 2 minutes.
So,
calm down.
Yeah, you'll get to know us.
Promise. Calm down. So, what are introductions? Well, the formal definition of introductions in general is a formal presentation of one person to another in which each is told the other's name.
Makes sense.
Makes sense. Well, now, in this case, we don't know your name, so it's not like a formal introduction here, but you are getting to know two names, so, you know, it's something, okay? So, yeah, what do you think about introductions? Do you like them? Do you not like them?
I mean, they're very necessary, so I don't necessarily dislike them, but I also don't like them, because, in my opinion, the thing is, I just don't like to introduce myself.
Okay, so you don't like that.
No, I think that's the conclusion. I don't like introductions, but that's just, I don't know. It's really hard to explain, but I guess I will explain later along this podcast.
You know, maybe his opinion changes along the way.
Maybe.
The theme is introductions. Now that we know what introduction is, maybe it's time to actually introduce ourselves before we, you know,
are like 1 hour in.
Yes. So should I start?
Be my guest.
Okay. So my name is Venus.
Wait. Your name is Venus?
Okay, my real name is not Venus. Let's keep that, you know, let's keep it real. My real name is not relevant at this point in, you know,
in this story,
in this movie that is my life. At this point, it's not relevant, okay? It might be revealed. I might be Hannah Montana in the end. But right now, I will just be Venus, Venus Muse. I know that there will be questions already from the get-go about this name, but let's just say that I've been making music for a long time, and that's just always the name that I've had online. So for now, I'm keeping that name. I'm sticking to it. It just, not that it gives me anonymity, but it just gives me a little bit more comfort, if that makes any sense. I'm half Dutch, half Spanish. So that's great. I mean, great countries, lovely. I love to be that. I love to be that. I'm 21 years old, and right now I'm actually training for a, let's say, position at a clothing company. So it's like, I'm not really in the store. I'm not like a sales clerk or anything, but I'm training to be like a specific position. So I'm really excited about that. I really love fashion, music, being creative. So it should be on the record that it was my idea to do this podcast, okay? And I just love to enjoy things, create things. I think along the way, we're going to get to know each other really well, and everyone will know what type of person me and Xander are. But for context, let's just also make it known that me and Xander are in a relationship. We are boyfriends.
Wait, what? We're boyfriends.
Okay, apparently we're friends.
We're not boyfriends. Just kidding, we are.
Okay, I was getting confused.
We are.
It was giving RuPaul, like, drag queen.
Drag queen.
I'm the queen of drag. Boyfriends. We're the friends of boy. No, I don't know. That doesn't make any sense. But no, we are boyfriends. So if you're homophobic, okay, click away, girl.
Because this is not
the place for
this
you.
This is not the place for you, because we kiki kaka cuckoo in here, and
he certainly does that.
Yeah.
But yeah, we are boyfriends. I don't really know what else to say about me at this point in time. I think all will be revealed. The most important thing about me is that I love to be creative. Fashion music is in my blood. Not fashion music, but just fashion and music, okay?
Fashion.
And yeah, that's it. What about you?
Okay, hello. My name is Xander. Well, my name is not actually Xander, but that sounds a little bit more...
It sounds like his name.
It sounds like my name.
It's not like me.
No. Like, my actual name is Sondar, but that just sounds ugly in English, so we decided to zhuzh it up a little. You know what I'm saying? So, for you guys, my name is Sander. I am a grandpa. I'm 23 years old, and I will be 24 in about, I think, less than a month.
Okay, he's so bad at math, it's literally like 2 weeks away.
Oh, yeah.
It's like 2 weeks and a couple of days away.
Yeah, it's awful.
Yeah.
Well, that's a fun fact about me. I'm really bad at math. Like, I suck so bad that, I mean, we don't have grades in the Netherlands, but like, when I was in,
We do have grades. What are you saying?
We do? What? It's like...
Oh, no, I know what you mean. Okay.
I thought
he meant grades as in, like...
Yeah, I know what you mean, like...
Okay, can I say what I thought?
Yeah.
I thought he meant grades as in, like, ooh, I have an 8 for this paper or whatever. We do have those grades,
yeah,
but
of course.
What he's referring to is that the school system in the Netherlands is very different from America, and we don't really work with grades.
No.
As in, like, 7th grade, 8th grade, whatever. But what year are you referring to?
I mean, I'm referring to group 3. I guess that's...
Oh my goodness, he's literally saying, like, that's almost like kindergarten. I think that's first grade for any American listeners. If you are from the Netherlands, he means group 3, okay? Anyway, back to the story.
Yeah, so I'm really bad at math. And they actually... How do you say it? Like, I had to... Do group 3 over.
Yeah, he had to redo the year, y'all.
I had to redo the year. That's what I'm trying to say. Anyway, I'm the complete opposite of Venus. Because, well, I'm just bad at life. I mean, he's also bad at life, but...
In another sense.
Well, I don't have a whole lot of... hobbies going on for me at the moment, but I do like to enjoy playing board games. That's really something that I like to do once in a while, and I try to drag Venus
along. Okay, no, we need to keep it real.
What?
He loves to do that every day.
Okay, yeah.
And I do not love to do that every day.
I try to drag Venus into the whole board game hype. But
I like them. I don't love them.
No, okay. You don't love to play them every day, but I do. So that's why I play solo games from time to time.
Boring.
It's not boring. I know you guys are thinking.
That's
solo
boring.
Board gaming, you must be a loner. You must be a boring person. And you know what? I agree. Like, when I heard that for the first time, I was like, wow, that is so sad. I just pictured myself sitting at the table alone, which is
he does.
I mean, that's the visual that you would see, because that's just what it is. But I promise, when you pick the right game for you, it's really fun. It's like playing a video game. But different. You have, like, an actual board in front of you, and that's really fun.
I swear this sounds like he's trying to convince me right now.
To play a board game.
It's just like a video game. It's really not, girl.
It is. It is. It really is. But anyway, other things that I like to do is just
breathe. He's Dutch.
Oh, let's
also say that, maybe.
I'm Dutch. That's true. I like to convince myself that I look like like a different ethnicity because I don't like to be Dutch. Because people call you Gaskop, which means like cheesehead. And
truly, no one has ever called him that. The truth is just when you live here, I mean, the Netherlands is so multicultural that a lot of times, I guess it's kind of considered boring being Dutch. But
it is. It doesn't have a whole lot of flavor because we don't really have culture. The only culture... it's true. The only culture that we have, like, is stamppot, which is, like, a dish. And it's, like, mashed potatoes with mashed greens.
Like, vegetables.
Vegetables. It could be anything.
It's literally good, but it's not, like, amazing.
It looks like barf. When you put it on a plate, it looks like barf. It's really gross. And then we have cheese. We have windmills that are not in, like, in the part where we live, we don't even have windmills. And, clogs. That's how you say it, right?
Clogs. I think so. But, like, who the fuck wears that?
No one. When you hear the Netherlands, that's, like, the picture that you get. Like, Swedish meisje. I don't even know how to say that in English because there's not, like...
A Swedish girl?
Swedish girl? No.
Oh.
Swedish girl.
I thought, okay.
No, it's, like, from Zeeland. It's from years ago, like the 1800s. This doesn't make
years
sense.
Ago, just a couple of years ago, the 1800s.
Yeah, centuries ago. No,
the thing is, listen, there is culture, but it's just where? Like, I mean, I feel like that's also like in other countries when you picture, you know, ooh, this is their culture. You picture things of like years ago, like the 1800s, because... I mean, the culture kind of disappears because every country is becoming so multicultural these days.
True.
But that's totally okay. It's totally okay to be Dutch. Okay, Dutchies, don't come at me.
No.
I'm also half Dutch, so it is what it is.
But so, I think that most people agree, though.
That being Dutch is boring.
Yeah, I think so. Unless your name is Hank or something like that. Then you probably love the Netherlands because they're probably farmers and stuff.
Well, being a farmer right now in the Netherlands, let's not really get into that, okay?
No, maybe another time.
But, I mean, let's just say that, I mean, maybe being Dutch is a little vanilla, but it can always be enriched with a lot of things. I mean, the Netherlands is a great country and we're very, very privileged. And we're really happy that this country's at least a little okay to live in. but before we get too serious with this topic. Okay, so that's a little bit about us. Not too much information. We don't want to, you know...
Spoil everything.
Yeah, like, we're so interesting. Yeah. No, we don't want you to, like, explode from information, like, from the get-go. I think the biggest thing to know about us is that we're fun and we love... having fun and creating things, and this podcast is just an extension of that. So now that you know a little bit about us, let's really dive deep into introductions. Like, what do we think? Have we ever had weird introductions? I know I have. Like, immediately three things come to mind.
Really?
Yes. Oh. I think the first thing I just have to tell the world, it's so embarrassing. I've told you this story like recently. But in sophomore year of high school, like here in the school system, you always get like a teacher that kind of tracks your progress and helps you with anything. So you do have a teacher for like math and English, but you also have a teacher that is like specific for your class. Like, ooh, I'm going to help you with everything that you need. And so we were introducing, you know, ourselves to the class, to this teacher. And we all had to say, like, this fun fact about ourselves. So everyone goes around and is like, oh, my God, I love my dog. Or I love to go on vacation to Spain. Or my favorite color is purple. And literally, the, you know, everyone is looking at me eventually. Okay, it's my turn to say a fun fact. And, like, literally, I look at everyone and I open my mouth. And I say, a fun fact about me is that I love to stalk Nicki Minaj. Okay, literally crickets were in the room when I said that, because who the fuck says that, honestly? But for context, I really still love Nicki Minaj, but at the time I was like a super huge fan. So I was like, oh my goodness, that's going to be my fun fact about me. I'm going to be so interesting. Going to be so amazing.
And then, no one cared.
No, but I'm happy no one remembered.
Like, well, you don't know. Maybe someone is introducing themselves to their boyfriend and they're talking about this.
Yay.
Yeah.
Well,
I should just love that.
No, I do not. But also, what's really funny, I mean, let's be real, everyone knew I was gay at that point, but I hadn't come out yet. And the thing is, girl, how did I expect no one to know? Hi, the fun fact about me is I love Nicki Minaj. I stalk her and everything. I'm not gay at all, I promise.
Wink.
Wink, wink, while I have a limp wrist. Yes. So that happened. Other than that, I think I really like introductions. Lately, I've had a lot of them because I've just started at this company that I'm working at. I think it's really powerful. You know, you can really decide how you're gonna portray yourself, and it can be a really strategic move, especially when you're starting new somewhere.
Yeah, that is true. Still, I don't like them.
When's the last time you had to introduce yourself, you think?
I'm really trying to remember. I think when I started my job,
Which is some time ago,
about a year ago. I've been working with the same employees for a long time now. I mean, some people have enrolled in the company, but I don't really have anything to do with them, so I don't really introduce myself because I don't really care for them. It's not really that nice, but to be fair, I also don't like the company that I work for, so I just have the I don't care attitude at the moment.
I don't know if I would have said that about the company that I work at, but anyway, let's just hope for your sake that no one listens to this then.
No.
Even though we're gonna associate it with ourselves, but anyway, without making it awkward on this note. I mean, I've worked at the same company that he works at now, so that's why I'm saying that. I think introductions right now, as I get older, feel more important. I have to, like, be more interesting because growing up can kind of feel boring. In a way, I'm, like, not as interesting as I was when I was a teenager. I mean, when you're a teen, you're going to school and you have, like, 20 million friends, if you're lucky, and you have, like, six extracurricular activities that you're doing, and you're like, hi, I'm this person and my hobbies are this list, and you name 20 hobbies, and now it's like, please like me, I'm really interesting, I promise, I don't like going out, but I'm interesting. You know, I mean, at least that's how it feels like to me.
I can see that, but it's because you work and you have a busy life and you don't have a lot of spare time to do fun things. So that's why it's kind of hard. And when you're a student, yes, you go to school, but you're like, you are with your friends. So it's normal that you.
Yeah. And if you're anything like me, in school, I did actually do nothing.
What do you mean? Like, you didn't do anything for school?
No, I was like, never studied. Like, if you tell me to study right now, I don't even know. I think I can't do that, like, properly.
Why? Because you never did it?
Because I never really did it. I guess how you're supposed to. I mean, the vision that I have about studying is, like, reading it until you, like, know it. Is that
it? Did you know that, like, a couple days ago, a couple days ago, mm-hmm. I was actually thinking about it. Like, just imagine, like, sitting at the table and studying. I just pictured myself studying, but I don't remember that I did that. But I did.
I certainly did.
Because I had to, because I'm not that smart. I'm not that smart. So I had to study. But it was like that. You just
read it.
Yeah, you read it.
Isn't right? that just reading?
It is reading, but you need to memorize it. Like, okay, you read it, and then you write it on paper, like...
Okay, so there's reading and writing involved.
Yeah, reading and writing, you write it on the paper, and then, yeah, you just read it again. Like, what you wrote on paper, and then you try honestly, to memorize it.
This sounds so interesting. I want to go back to school immediately.
No, I don't. But I also don't want to work, you know? It's, like, so dumb. Like... Do you remember, did your parents ever say that? Like, oh, enjoy while you're at school, because when you need to work, everything goes to...
Not my parents, but I feel like everyone who just got out of school said that to me. My sister always said, like, oh my god, enjoy high school, I miss it so much now. And I remember thinking, oh my god, I hate high school. I don't miss high school at all.
No.
But I think that was because I was, like, definitely bullied. For being gay, but yeah. I don't think that's, like, you know, a couple of years ago, I feel like everyone who was gay, like, is like, oh my god, I was bullied, so sad. And it is sad, let's be real. But it's, like, such a normal occurrence nowadays if you're gay, if you're, like, any some sort of queer or trans or a different color, a different ethnicity than where you're living, you're gonna be bullied in some way. So at this point, I don't even feel like I'm a victim. It's just like, okay, it happened to me, but it also happens to everyone. So, I mean, we can cry together.
Yeah, but we can.
I at least don't feel like a victim. But so I don't miss high school, but I do really miss college because it was so fun. I studied fashion and it was just so fun to go to school every day and be with my friends and design and just feel like we were actually at Fashion Week every day, even though we were like designing truly the most utterly garbage, horrendous clothes that I've ever seen in my life. But yeah, do you miss high school?
No, not at all. Because my story is kind of the same because I also got bullied quite a bit. But the difference between me and Venus is
that I'm stunning and he's not.
Well, exactly.
No, I'm just kidding.
No, because you still have friends, quite a bit of them. Yeah. And I'm not saying that was a good thing because half of them were befriending you because you were gay. I mean, you were still gay. But
we were at the same high school at the same time. I think the difference between him and I is that at the time, it wasn't really a thing that people thought he was gay or that wasn't really the focus. But the focus on me was definitely that everyone thought I was gay. I mean, I was, so let's be real. But half of the school hated me for it and the other half really loved me for it. But I didn't feel love from those people. It just felt like, okay, so I'm different and everyone wants to focus on that. And I just didn't like that.
No. The reason why I got bullied in high school is because I'm trans. I'm just going to say it. I'm just going to put it out there because we're being open with each other. We're introducing ourselves. So that is the main reason why I got bullied. A lot of people from my middle school were also in the high school that I was. So a lot of people from there just started to spread rumors, and that's kind of how it happened. But yeah, I really don't miss it at all. I also don't remember a whole lot from high school because my experience was so bad. The only thing that I remember very well, it's actually kind of a short, funny story, is that I had a friend who was like my best friend. And we basically did everything together. And then one day there was this girl and this girl started to like interfere with our friendship. And then this new friend of hers started to hang out with her more. And I was just kind of being forgotten about. Okay.
That's so sad.
Yeah, it's really sad, but here's, like, the funny thing. It wasn't funny at the time, but, like, afterwards, I can laugh about it. So, we needed to do this project together, like, me.
For school.
My old best friend and her new best friend. And we were in a classroom, us three, and we had to do something. And then I stepped out of the classroom for a couple minutes to grab something for a project. And then my old best friend, she put like this, it wasn't like super glue, but it was this chemical substance that wasn't supposed
what?
To.
What?
Yeah, you weren't supposed to be in contact with it, but she put it on the door handle. And then, let's just also say that I was already kind of fed up with her because of these things. And then I enter the classroom and I grab the door handle and this chemical goo was all over my hand. And that's when I started screaming at her.
Like, I'm confused. What was the chemical substance?
I don't know. I still don't know. But it was from my history class. So, you know, from that weird teacher.
Okay, so he had weird chemical substances.
Yeah.
He I'm did. Weirded out by this story, y'all. Yeah. This is not a great introduction to this.
But I started screaming at her. I was very angry. And we had a fight. We had, like, administration class. And we started fighting there. And people were laughing at me. Because I started, like, screaming and crying. And, yeah, that was just a great story.
Wow, such a great introduction to you as a person.
Yeah, great.
I'm so glad you told this story and let the people know that you scream when chemical goop is on your hands.
Yeah, but...
I'm not gonna lie, I'm kind of gooped that you told the world that you're trans. That definitely has to do with introductions. I'm glad you feel comfortable to introduce that. Obviously, I've known. It's not like this is news to me at all. But yeah, I just definitely want this podcast to be a safe space also to the listeners, and that we are two very open-minded people. We both, I mean, we just love having fun and having no restrictions whatsoever. We are open to all sorts of people. I mean, nowadays there is just so much boundaries that I feel like are getting brought back. Boundaries as in, like, society is, like, bringing back things like, oh.
True.
Yeah, I don't know.
I saw something, like, a couple days ago that in an African country, I don't remember which country, but they were putting a law on, like, being LGBT... Q+, that it was not allowed, mm-hmm. and that you can go to jail because of it.
Yeah, well, I mean, if we really want to talk about that, of course, like, there are still a couple of African countries where you do get the death sentence if you are gay or queer. But, I mean, not only African countries have those laws. There are many non-African countries also have those laws. And, I mean, now even the new laws in America where some states, it's literally illegal to do drag. It's, it's getting ridiculous at this point. Anyway, this has literally nothing to do with introductions.
No, but...
I don't know why we're talking about this.
We're rambling. It just happens. That's what we...
That's what we do.
We're just having fun.
So that's definitely, like, an introduction about us, that we love to do that. But I think that's also what this podcast is, girl. We're bad at life, we're bad at introductions, clearly, and we're just bad at everything. Okay, so get used to it.
Yeah.
I mean, any other things we really want to tell about ourselves before, you know, we move on to the next whatever?
I don't... So.
Okay, well, you know what? I need my redemption moment.
Oh, wait.
Let's say... What? Did you want to say something?
No. Go ahead.
I need my redemption moment. I feel like I've been... You know what? I take back my statements. I am a victim. I need to be redeemed.
Why?
Because it is now time to say a fun fact about ourselves.
Okay, go ahead.
No, you go first. I need to think of one. A fun fact about Xander.
Oh my god. Go. I thought you had a fun fact, like, played it up. Because you were, like,
no, about redemption. Ourselves.
A fun fact about myself? I already think I told a fun fact about myself. That what? I like, what?
What?
That I like board games.
Wow, such a fun fact. I hope y'all thought that was a fun fact. No. Boring fact alert.
I know, but I just think that I'm a very boring person in general.
Okay, a fun fact about Xander is that he thinks he's boring, but he's actually not.
Yeah, that is honestly, that is a fun fact.
Well, I don't know if it's a fun fact.
It's a sad, but true
fact. It's a sad fact.
It's a sad fact, but actually a true fact.
Okay, my redemption moment is upon me.
Okay.
My fun fact about myself is that I have 11 toes. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding, y'all. I just have 10 toes. No, a fun fact about me is honestly, I'm, like, making these sentences longer because I need to think of one.
We're so prepared.
A fun fact about me, gosh, I don't know. I think just a fun fact about me is that I write songs. I make music. That's a fun fact, right? It's been, like, 3 years since I released anything, but I'm still, you know, writing, developing, making music. That's a fun fact.
Yeah.
Is that fun?
It is fun.
Did I redeem myself?
You sure did.
Am I the winner of this week's challenge?
You're the winner of this week's challenge.
Gag, and that's great.
The whole competition. Congratulations.
Thank you. To close it off a little bit, we've been rambling for quite some time. What is kind of, you know, do you have a fun fact, story about introductions to close it off?
I'm gonna be honest. I actually don't.
Have a fun fact about introductions?
No.
You had one job.
I had one job.
To come up with one.
I know, but I don't know. Do you know?
I think a fun fact about introductions is that they're necessary. Like, no matter how much you dislike them, they're forever gonna be a thing. It's up to us, up to you, to find fun and exciting ways to introduce yourself. A fun fact about introductions is that we decided to introduce ourselves with a whole episode.
Yeah.
We could have introduced ourselves with a trailer or, you know, with just an Instagram post, but we said no. We want to take 33 minutes to say hello, this is who we are, and ramble about nothing.
Yeah. And I hope y'all enjoy that.
Well, for now, this is the first episode, you know, bad at introductions.
We did it.
And I think we are still bad at them.
Yeah.
This did not help us in any way. But next episode will actually be about friendships. If we stick to the plan that we made.
Ooh, friendships. Yay. Aren't you excited about that?
I think that can be really exciting. Yeah, you know, if you think about the fun stories that can come out of that.
Yeah.
And, you know, it'll be about friendships. And 20 minutes in, we'll be talking about, you know, Chinese food or something.
Yeah. So,
it'll definitely be fine. It'll be fine. It'll be fun. You know, stay tuned. Have some trust in us. We'll make it work. Yeah, we'll definitely make it work. And we won't fuck it up. If you want to stay tuned into things that we are doing, you know, having to do with with this podcast or anything else, don't laugh at me. You're such a bitch, honestly. You know, we have this idea of doing this podcast, you know, unedited. So don't fucking come for me.
No, I'm not coming for you. I'm sorry. He was coming for me. I'm sorry. Okay, go ahead.
If you want to stay tuned, follow us on, what is the Instagram handle? I think it's @badatlife.pod.
I think so too.
So follow us on there. My Instagram is @VenusMuse. Your Instagram is unknown to the world?
No, it's not unknown to the world, but at the moment, it's @SeriouslyMartinez, but that will change.
Hopefully soon.
Hopefully soon, so yes. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned, and I mean, I guess we'll see you guys next time.
Yeah, we will. Well, and I hope you'll be there.
Yeah, if you won't, we know where you fucking live.
And we'll come for you.
We definitely
and your
know.
House.
We don't know where you live. But anyway, goodbye. Sleep tight. Don't let the bed bugs bite. Bye. Kisses.
Mwah. Goodbye.